November marks National Family Caregivers Month, a time to bring attention to the challenges faced by those caring for aging parents. And we're getting some help this morning from the president of A Place for Mom, Tatiana Zlotsky. Thanks for joining us today. What is the state of caregiving in America these days? What insight can you bring to us today?
Absolutely. You know, the critical context for the conversation is that the number of seniors is rapidly increasing and is projected to reach over 80 million by 2040. So as the number of seniors grows, family caregivers are facing serious challenges. At A Place for Mom, we just issued our new State of Caregiving survey showing that an overwhelming majority of caregivers are physically, mentally, and financially at risk. So let me just share a couple of quick stats with you. The majority of the respondents said that they feel emotionally drained. 82% said that they're making sacrifices to provide care and still don't feel that it's adequate. And 75% reported that they have had to cut back on their work or quit their jobs entirely in order to take care of their senior loved ones. So it's just the tip of the iceberg of all that's happening underneath this growing number of seniors in the country.
Well, can you give us some advice on, as a caregiver, what do we do to sort of navigate through the situation, how to develop a plan, how to keep ourselves in good shape as well while this process goes on?
Absolutely. A plan is actually a great way to describe it. So I would say there's a lot of complexity, but three things are consistently important. The first one is care needs. As seniors face a variety of physical and mental challenges, they require more and more assistance. And so at A Place for Mom, we have found that nearly all seniors we work with need some support for activities of daily living, and more than 40% need extra help associated with dementia or memory loss. So figuring out the specific type of care needs is important. The second piece is cost. Most families don't feel prepared in understanding how much senior living or home care costs. So understanding a range, local pricing, and ways to pay would be my second tip. And lastly, all families want their senior loved ones to be in a warm community where they can experience joy. So that's where it's really important to visit the communities and get a sense for service, staff, activities, and amenities.
When you're doing something like this, how do you involve the senior? I mean, I know you do, but a lot of times it's sort of family members that have to decide, is this the time? Is this the care that's needed?
Well, you know, it is a delicate balance. You know, we have a lot of resources on our website that talks about having that initial conversation with your senior loved one, whether that's a parent or a relative, because it can be a difficult conversation to have in the beginning. I would say it really varies depending on the senior's well-being. But if they are able to participate in the selection process, I always really encourage it because I think it helps the whole family when we know mom or dad are excited about the selection and want to really want to be in that community.
We were talking this morning with Tatiana Zlotsky, the president of A Place for Mom. How did you become so passionate for this? Why did this become your life's calling, as they say?
Oh, thank you for that question. You know, I joined A Place for Mom 4 years ago now, and it was really because I was a caregiver to my aging grandparents, and I saw how difficult of the journey that was. I'm a single child. My mom is a single child, so it really fell on the two of us to take care of them. And so when this opportunity came, it really was my personal calling.
Kind of able to put your stamp on it or knowing from personal experiences, I'm sure a lot of times people in this industry have sort of a personal connection to having cared for somebody, so they kind of bring that firsthand knowledge. I understand you have something coming up related to Veterans Day. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there are 8 million veteran seniors in the U.S. I think people sometimes don't realize how big the number is. And it's 30% of our actual senior customers. And so the thing about veterans is that they may be qualified to receive VA aid and attendance benefit to help pay for senior care. However, more than two-thirds of the families don't know how to access this monetary benefit or even understand it entirely. So this is where our advisors work with the families and guide them through accessing these funds and have actually helped veteran families access more than $8 million in financial aid annually. And the new news I have to share today is that we're joining forces with USAA, who, as you know, is the leading veterans organization for financial resources, to help their 13 million members and really expand the impact for veteran families and seniors.
Well, that sounds great, and it obviously is good for those in trying to find the resources to help people. And, of course, you kind of have the caregiver as well as those being cared for. You want to make sure you've got the right plan in place. If people want to get some more information about all that we've talked about today, where's a good place to start?
Visit aplaceformom.com. We have resources on everything we discussed and more, as well as contact information for local advisors in the area. The biggest message I want to leave your audience with is that they don't have to do this alone. We're here to help.
Absolutely. A little care for the caregivers as well on this National Family Caregivers Month. Tatiana, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tatiana Zlotsky joining us, the president of A Place for Mom.